Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
All right, let's go on to Malik Nabers here. Vegas has his line at 840.5. Brother, if anyone is listening to the sound of my voice, please bet the over on this. My projection has him at 85 receptions, 1028 in terms of median yardage, and 8.8 touchdowns. I've got him, I mean, God, almost 200 yards over that Vegas line of 840.5.
Yeah, this seems super low. But I guess it's probably more normal rookie-ish, right? In terms of like this, but...
I mean, the quarterback play's not as strong as what they've got in Arizona, but golly, this guy's going to be the number one target earner from day one.
Yeah, your projections, I think, are too optimistic. 85, 1,000, and 8.8 touchdowns. I think especially the touchdowns I'd take the under on. 8.8 touchdowns there. I'll take the under on that just because of the offensive environment. We don't have a lot of questions, or we don't have a lot of answers in terms of what that's going to look like. This is a team that could play multiple quarterbacks and two quarterbacks that we don't have a lot of, like, a lot of trust in, you know.
Damn, so that's a good point.
So there's that. Right. But I also think, by the way, if he gets 1,000 yards and like 85 catches, people are going to be disappointed by that just because he's supposed to be such a big play threat, right? Like, you get 85 catches and you're only getting just over 1,000 yards. I think people would be disappointed by that. But I do think there's a chance that, you know, think about like Jalen Waddle's rookie year, right? Where Jalen Waddle's coming to the NFL. All we talked about was speed, 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 big playability, right? But he was playing in a kind of broken offense, with a quarterback who wasn't fully developed into the player that he is now, into a Tagovailoa. And there was a lot of, like, RPOs, first read, Mickey Mouse type of stuff on that offense. And Jalen Waddle got fed a bunch of targets in the underneath area. And people are like, well, is he efficient, right? It was this just like, he's only producing because nobody else was there? Is this a problem? I thought Jalen Waddle was supposed to be this big play threat. You know, he finishes his rookie season with 104 catches and 1,015 yards, 9.8 yards per reception. His second season, when the offense changes over, and I think because of that, the quarterback play is better, and obviously Tyreek Hill gets there. You know, he has 18.1 yards per reception. So I feel like that could be something that we see with Malik Nabers here, where whatever we get in year one, like, the opportunity is going to be there. 140 targets for Jalen Waddle. I could certainly see Malik Nabers getting 140 targets in this offense, right? Because, like you said, there's just not a lot else that they can do. And I think they're going to be throwing the ball a lot, because have you seen their running back core?
They have to throw the ball. I mean, what are they going to do? Devin Singletary is their lead back right now. I mean, who else have they even got? I think they drafted some kid, Tyrone Tracy. It's just the running back room looks a mess right now.
Yeah, so that Jalen Waddle comparison really stands out to me, just in terms of where people are going to kind of go, like where I think he could end up being, you know, like where we're talking about him at the end of his rookie season, and just like, okay, well, where were the big plays? Well, then we get them in a better environment in year two. If the Giants can figure out that better environment in year two, that's obviously a whole nother question. It is worth noting, by the way, that Malik Nabers is the 18th overall player off the board on underdog drafts. Like, there's a bigger, which that is sort of bananas to me. I'm not totally there with Marvin Harrison, or, in terms of him being that high. But yeah, the Malik Nabers thing, excuse me, 26th player off the board, not 18th, 18th okay. overall receiver. But yeah, even then, top 20 receiver right at the gate, that's aggressive.
I could kind of sort of make the case that the room is not as bereft as Arizona's room in terms of wide receiver depth. And we've talked about this too. When you've got Darius Slayton, I don't know what you're going to get with Jalin Hyatt, Wandale Robinson, Isaiah Hodgins, but I just feel like that collection of wide receivers can do a little something, something. I don't know what's, by the way, I mean, the running back room is a mess. I've got Malik Nabers here projecting him at 12 yards of reception. That's how I got to 85 catches in about 1030 in terms of total yards. I feel like 12 yards a reception, Matt, I feel like that's a pretty good figure for a player like Malik Nabers who's going to eat underneath and in the intermediate area of the field.
That's what I think is going to bring down, just similar with Jalen Waddle, right? Where I keep coming back to that example there where they were feeding him so many designed targets, so many like easy read layup targets. And I think that's what's going to have to happen with Malik Nabers. And you look at the rest of that, I can't believe we're going to be able to take the drink here, but you look at the rest of that Dolphins receiver room in 2021, and it's like, yeah, Mike Gesicki got 112 targets. The second most targeted player was Devontae Parker with 73 targets. I can't believe Devontae Parker comes up in every receiver conversation we ever have.
Hell yeah.
And then like the next most targeted guys are Miles Gaskin, a running back, and Durham Smythe, a tight end. Like,
Right.
The only thing I would say is that as much as we are talking down on the Giants receiver room generally, I'm with you that there are a lot more kind of guys kicking around here. You like Darius Slayton. Slayton's a solid outside receiver. Wandale Robinson's like a design target guy. I just wonder, like, if Malik Nabers is going to be, they're going to feed him these touches underneath that we kind of think they're going to have to do to feature him, right? And as they should do because he's so explosive after the catch. Does that mean like Wandale Robinson is not a featured part of this offense? I'm okay with that, by the way. Like, I think Wandale Robinson is fine, but he's not like a needle moving slot receiver. He's just like a fine role player. And then like what becomes of Jalin Hyatt, right? What is he? He's a guy they use exclusively on the outside when he was in this like Mickey Mouse role in his collegiate profile, right? Where he was like this. Yeah, he was a slot receiver, but he was always like the inside receiver, tight end a bunch all the way on the boundary because he comes from that, you know, Josh Heupel, weird Tennessee. Looney Tunes offense. So a lot of just kind of questions there about how the rest of the guys file in around Malik Nabers, because I think from the moment they made the pick until like camp opens up, if I'm Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka, I'm devoting like 80% of my brain space to how can we feature Malik Nabers. And there's so many ways that I think you can do that, right? With the we've talked about this before where, you know, if it's Jalin Hyatt is the inside receiver there, shaded in the slot, Nabers is the outside guy, but it's tight in a bunch. I think that's pretty interesting. If you have Darius Slayton as your outside kind of ISO receiver, if it's Wandale as that slot receiver, and then you're working combo routes off of him and Malik Nabers, that could give Danny Dimes and or Drew Locke like multiple reads there, multiple layup reads that you feel pretty good about. So that is what's going to be interesting about how Nabers sort of production ends up looking, because I'm with you. Yeah. 840 and a half.
Ugh.
It's got to, if it's not over that, and it from a year one perspective, I think Malik Nabers is going to be like pitching a fit, and maybe rightly so. Like, if he's not producing 900 yards as a rookie on this offense, that would be problematic, because I think there's so many ways that they can exploit him from a mismatch standpoint. But again, there are some other guys on this roster. We do have quarterback questions. So yeah, I think we could see something like that Jalen Waddle example, 140 targets, 104 catches, you know, not a bunch of yards per, not a bunch of touchdowns, yards per reception is much lower than in year two is when we really hit the gas. But it just comes down to what can the other players give and contribute in this passing offense.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.